Preface. Do you know the difference between a good speaker and a great speaker? Good speakers speak. They play their part, share their information, impart their wisdom, and do their best to bestow understanding on their audiences. Great speakers orate. They connect with their listeners, they share the best information for the ears that are present, they offer their ideas, and they excite the audience to find and create their own. Finally, they present their listeners with a call to action in order to solidify concepts and internalize learning, and they follow up to ensure it has been done. Good speakers strive to present themselves as powerful, charismatic, and knowledgeable. Great speakers strive to make their audiences feel powerful, charismatic, and heard. A good speaker makes audiences think, while a great speaker makes audiences feel. A good speaker floods you with interesting ideas, while a great speaker doles out manageable-sized chunks created especially for you and your circumstances. A good speaker leaves you with important data, while a great speaker gives you actionable understanding. A good speaker teaches via facts. A great speaker teaches through the power of story. The biggest difference is that a good speaker works hard to create and provide the best presentation on a given topic, while the great speaker works hard to create and provide the best information and solutions to the biggest question the audience has. The difference between good and great speakers is that, in the first case, the message is clear and ideas are given for consideration. In the case of a great speaker, their thoughts, their proposals, and their understanding resonate with the audience, who feel compelled to listen and then act. Consider orchestral music. Pitch, tempo, intensity, duration, and timbre all combine to form the ebb and flow of the music. Percussion provides the beat. The strings, in all their flexibility, take their turns to create color and movement. The woodwinds and horns add range and variety to the melodies and harmonies, and together they all create a musical story that allows listeners to leave their usual lives and enjoy the rhapsodic illusions of the composer. The instruments are played well, so that the sound pleases and entertains the audience. The decibels can reach deafening levels, but the audience remains, so tuned in are they to the world of sound that surrounds them. But what is this? There is a single instrument that can be heard above the wall of symphonic sound. Its timbre is different than the other tones, and the audience's attention becomes riveted on that single voice rising up from the fabric of the orchestra and speaking directly into their hearts and minds. This is the voice they strain to hear. This is the voice they want to follow. This is the voice that can be heard above the noise. This is the voice of a great speaker.